This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yes. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, indeed. Got two guns. We're in a holding pattern now. We are waiting patiently to see what happens Sunday because we got a range lined up. And if we can stop imitating Vietnam south of Virginia, well, then maybe we could get out there. If the rain will just stop. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. So since yesterday didn't happen, today happens, and so we kick off today the way we kick off the week. So joining us now is podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Bill, you and I sort of made a pact. We were both going to try and move more, lose some weight, get in shape, yep. And then the skies opened up and we needed swim fins.
Yeah.
Well, I took a diving course, so those swim fins worked for me. You didn't take a diving course. I think it's hard to exercise for you.
Well, it's hard to exercise, but I still, since Shot Shop, managed to lose 18 pounds.
That's up a couple since we talked last. Yeah, good for you.
Sort of. Well, I think it's 18. It might be 19. I'm not sure. I'm on one of these unfun diets.
As long as you're talking about a pound every week, every couple of weeks, man, that's a victory. There are lots of us
that
pay money to be able to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, the walking is easier now. If we were to go now to the fighting pistol course, I would be so much better at that course today than I was when we went in June.
Cool, then let's set the follow-up class and I'll meet you there.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Get a hold of James. I haven't spoken with James in quite some time. I tried to catch him at SHOT Show, and he kept not being there when they said he was going to be at these various places. So.
It's like catching the wind.
It is. He's constantly moving. So, I have seen quite a few things you have written, so I know there's lots and lots and lots of things on your mind. So, where would you like to go first?
Well, let's. We could go lots of directions. We could look at all the really horrible political things going on that are beating up on the Second Amendment. And, you know, I'm actually feeling sorry for my friends who are Democrat gun owners because I think they're drinking more than I am. And this is Mardi Gras, so wow. Or, to me, there's also a bunch of good, fantastic Second Amendment news. Where do you want to go first?
Well, let's go with the Democrat thing, because, like, I spoke to a possible affiliate today that they flipped formats from conservative talk to now progressive talk, which is very hard to find, but for some reason they called me, wanting to talk about me being on their air, which is sort of odd, because I'm as anti-progressive as I can be when it comes to that kind of stuff, so.
Well, it's
interesting that you say that the Democrat gun owners are drinking a lot. So tell me what we're talking about here.
Well, for one, it is Mardi Gras, which is a season, not a day. So happy Tuesday to you.
Thank you.
Okay. The Democrats gave us a Democratic Congress. Democratic gun owners believed somebody some politician when they said, oh, I'm really for the Second Amendment. And you've talked about it, about the anti-rights bills passed in Congress.
Sure.
And this comes after several Democrats even sided with Republicans in these hearings talking about gun control. Well, things like an amendment that would require gun dealers to notify ICE if an illegal immigrant asks to purchase a firearm. Can't do that, guys. It's illegal. And all the Democrats said, yes, we need more gun control, except for our illegal voters. That doesn't look very good.
And yeah, they did actually vote for that without this past weekend, Nancy Pelosi and AOC and all of the other Hitler youth got together to chastise each other for falling for the Republican trap. And now they're talking about passing a rule in the House to restrict the minority party, which I hope they do. I hope they pass that because it will still be in place when the House gets retaken in 2020. So,
well, but here's what I'm thinking. A lot of the moderate Democrats that gave Nancy Pelosi her majority seat.
Sure.
They came from Republican leaning districts, and those Democrats got into office by promising to be moderate.
Right.
Rather than some insane progressive, and now Pelosi just jerked the rug right out of them, and she said, do as you're told, Democrats, or moderate Democrats will face well-funded progressive challengers in the primary. You know, turn two, or we're going to primary you. Well, I had friends that actually went to Washington to testify on H.R. 8 and 1112. And after waiting 6 hours to testify, a Democrat congresswoman basically stood up and said, oh, you in the seats waiting to testify, anyone who doesn't want gun control should just leave. And I think Nancy's overplaying her hand.
Well, she is. I mean, the whole thing about transforming America, most of America thinks America runs pretty good.
That's right.
They don't think it needs transforming.
Well, America is really pretty moderate, and Nancy's telling congressmen to give their constituents the middle finger for the good of the Democrat Party. I think that's going to work out in a way she doesn't intend. Those words don't mean what you think they do.
No, but I mean, now, one thing, Pelosi is, she's very savvy politically.
Yes.
But, you know, after Obama got elected, they were writing books about how there'll never be another Republican majority, another Republican president.
Right.
The Reich was in place. And, that didn't work out either. So
I do appreciate what the Trump administration said about those bills. It wasn't mealy-mouthed at all. It said, unless you rewrite them, then you can't loan your neighbor a gun. You can't loan your daughter a gun if she's attacked.
Right.
You need to get an FFL to transfer these firearms if a hurricane's coming through and your neighbor wants to put his guns in your gun safe, or vice versa. And for you then to get them back, the guy who hands them from your neighbor to you has to be an FFL.
Right.
And the rest of us are thinking, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
One, there isn't time.
There's so many things about that that is bad. I mean, the whole idea, you know, like what if you have a young lady that's a friend of the family that comes to you and says, my boyfriend's threatened to kill me and I've got a restraining order on him, but he's outside my house. Are you going to loan her a gun or say, you know, we can't get to the FFL in time to transfer. Do you think you can hang on one more night?
You and I are going to become criminals.
Yep.
And tell the government to go stuff itself.
Yep.
And unfortunately, well, no, maybe fortunately, so are some very well-meaning Democrats who are going to get just slapped in the face by reality, and I kind of hope they come to their senses sooner rather than later.
Well, the other thing is, depending on where it is, they would never know if we loaned her a gun because there's no gun registry there yet. And that's what they're hoping for is a gun registry, because once they find them, then they know where to go get them.
Right.
And then once they try to go get them, well, then that's... And I want to ask you, I'll ask you this postulation when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. Of course, with Rob, you can either find him on the written word or audio. Audio, you can find him at Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, all the other stuff. That would be the Self-Defense Gun Stories, very unique podcast in the United States. And the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Fight for the Second Amendment. They push the edge on technology. And they find ways around, like most gun dealers or gun manufacturers do, except they take it a little further. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse here. Got two guns from them. I got to go shoot Rob. That should be a kick.
It should be.
Yeah. They both have those binary triggers on them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
By the way, I carried my Ace Glock 19 all weekend.
Yeah.
I'm getting real comfortable with it. I'm dry practicing with it. I like the way it points a lot. I've had it at the range. Want to take it back and work it harder now that I'm used to it. Yeah.
The thing about it is that grip angle is just subtly a little straighter.
Yep.
I find it points a little more naturally. When I was at SHOT Show, one of my old sponsors, Agency Arms, let me take one of their Syndicate pistols, which is not that grip angle.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hit the broad side of a barn with one of those guns. And I called Roger Ward when it was over with. I said, I'm completely spoiled now, but yeah, those that grip angle and the other stuff. Did you have a trigger put in there as well?
Nope, just because it's carry.
Okay.
It's I want real vanilla.
Real vanilla. Gotcha.
It's not a Target model at all. Hey, now have you ever been called not media? I've been called that. You're not the media. What do you know? Right? You've heard it.
I've been called both. I've been called not the media, and then when I'm beaten up on the media, I get, but you're in the media.
But you're in the media.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm doing the same thing. I saw something today that just, I don't take blood pressure medicine, but this came close.
Sure.
I got to just call it fake news from Newsweek. Here's how they phrase it. This is in Ohio. Some Bloomberg paid some people, and I actually saw the school. I talked to the people involved in this lawsuit. Some parents said they shouldn't allow armed teachers in that school. Mm-hmm. And the school board said, the law says we can. We're gonna. And then this sort of twisted PR campaign started. So here's what Newsweek took the press release and ran with it. Armed teachers will be allowed on campus with hundreds of hours less training than police.
Well,
I've taken that training that the armed teachers take.
Uh-huh.
I've been in those classes three times now. The shooting qualification for armed teachers, armed school staff, really, in school is higher than for the cops. They have to qualify with a higher score.
Well, and I mean, like, in the military basic training, I don't know what the difference is between that and the police academy, for example. But
okay.
Basic rifle marksmanship is about 2 weeks. And about, except for the few days, we go and actually practice with live ammunition two or three times prior to qualification. And most of the rest of that time was spent in the prone with a quarter on the barrel, learning to pull the trigger to where we didn't knock the quarter off the barrel.
Right.
So that was the hours. That's where we spent the hours training, was learning the trigger. But, you know, we didn't spend 8 weeks learning the weapon. As soon as we qualified, the weapon was put away. We didn't see it again.
Well, we don't need to train teachers to work in jails.
No.
We don't need to train them to retain chains of evidence, to drive on ice and snow, to issue tickets in bad weather, to sneak up on cars, to do stakeouts, to handle file paper. You understand that that's most of what cops get taught.
Right.
Very, very little. You know that because you shoot with them. There are buddies at the range. And sometimes they're better than we are, sometimes not. But I loved the manipulated perception. You and I have some cops who can have a kidney because they've earned it with their dedication. On the other hand, they're just men. They're just men and women. I've seen them have bad days. But to both put them on a pedestal and then say teachers that we trust with our children are incompetent to defend those children. Meanwhile, those same teachers could wear a gun everywhere else. Wow. Just yeah. It's bad journalism, Bill. It makes you and I look like Pulitzer Prize winners.
Well, that's see, the thing is, and this is where, you know, calling those people journalists is really being nice, because they're not. You know, they don't do anything investigative. If they were to actually take a look at things and go take your class, or go take one of the best things they could take is one of those things where the cops say, come ride with us and see how long you get to make a decision if you're going to shoot somebody or not. And just take that one half hour slight dose of controlled reality just to see. And then, you know, maybe. But, I mean, they don't ever ask any questions. They look it up. They're going to the Trace, and they're going to Bloomberg, and they're going all these other places that are all gun control places anyway to get their stuff. And, you know, they're not accurate at all. They're completely inaccurate, as a matter of fact. It's bad.
Well, and I think the problem is that the editors have lived a very narrow, sheltered life.
Yes.
They've lived in the bubble. They haven't, you know, look, I heard that great question. Was it from NRA News? They go, how many news crews do you know who own a pickup truck? Or even know someone who owns a pickup truck? Oh, whoops. Hey. You know, that's one of the most popular vehicles in America, because America works for a living and America works with its hands. And you guys don't know anybody who's in real America.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you know that. I.
And you do. And I do.
I don't know what to say about these guys. In the conversation I was having today, I tried to say, you know, we're all Americans. And at the same time, when I see something like that, where the agenda is so transparent, yep, and what they're trying to do is demonize or make it seem like it's less, or, you know, I'd like to find out what the difference is in the time spent training with a weapon for the NYPD versus, say, where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, with the NYPD, they don't get trained at all. They just have a 12-pound trigger.
Well,
to make up for their lack of firearms training, because they've never been around guns up to that point. We'll cover this in just a second. We're about to run out of time here. Rob, of course, he also writes, and he writes often and prolifically, and it all kicks off at the Slow Facts WordPress blog, and then spreads from there to ClashDaily.com and Amoland.com, and then it just goes out after that point. That's like ground zero. Boom! Nuclear detonation, it goes off. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. Regarding these allegations, AOC tells Fox News,
there is no violation, so there's no violation.
President Trump plans to visit Alabama Friday after Sunday's deadly tornadoes. Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for those missing.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
At least 23 people have died and around 10 are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
I'll be running those binary triggers till they're ragged this weekend if it doesn't rain. So hopeful. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse as we go over and over all of the shenanigans out there and in the government world. I completely forgot what I was going to ask you.
Well, then let me.
But that's okay. You go ahead and pick it up.
Let me toss up. Hey, you know, I just had Tiffany Johnson on Self-Defense Gun Stories.
Yes.
You had her on, what, Thursday last week?
Thursday or Friday. I can't remember. But,
Friday. Somewhere in the week, right? And I've got Tony Simon coming up that I'm going to interview. I think he's Friday evening for me. So we're really lucky that our side has such depth. Wow. And, think of it. You go to these conferences, everything from James Yeager, Tony Simon, Tatiana Whitlock, Tiffany Johnson, just everywhere you turn, there's a brain trust. And they're all different. They all have their own perspective.
Yeah.
What a wonderful time to be doing what we're doing.
Got Maj Touray going out into the urban areas.
Yes.
Going to any gangland. I mean, if anti-gunners did what Maj Touray did, that would be sort of interesting just to watch that one unfold. But he's completely unafraid. He goes in there and he tells the story as it is. I mean, Maj is kicking it. So you're right. We have a very diverse group that hits a bunch of targets. Whereas, and we actually go out there and talk to people. Have you ever noticed that? We always invite people to come to the stuff and see for themselves.
Hey, oh, okay. You just reminded me of something I wanted. Can I jump off to a different topic?
Certainly.
I just talked to people. A CBS news crew in San Francisco was robbed. It was a camera crew. They were filming this union protest, and two guys drove up, pulled out guns, said, "Give me the cameras." Poof, they take off. Turns out the camera crew has an armed guard. The armed guard shoots at the robbers. The robbers shoot at the armed guard. Wait a minute. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.
Yep.
They condemned ordinary people like you and me forever being armed. It's unwise to let the population in have guns for self-defense while they think it's great to hire an armed guard to protect their camera equipment.
Well, that stuff is expensive, Rob.
What's the quote? I love the smell of hypocrisy in the morning.
Yep, guns for me, but not for thee.
Yeah.
You know, that, and I have long said that they're not necessarily against guns. They understand the utility of guns. They're against you and me having guns.
Yes. So they are the Democrat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're just Democrat politicians with a microphone all the time. Guns for me, but not you little people.
I've been thinking about this, too. You know, Kennedy was a Democrat, but he was, like, pro-gun. And that was a Democrat back in the day. Back in those days, they would have debates and, you know, like, if you were on the counter side and I was on my side, when you would say something I disagree with, I'd go, "Oh, but Rob, listen, my good friend, while you and I don't normally agree on things, let me point this out to you, if I may." And you say, "Well, of course, change my mind for me, Bill." Now, of course, we're hitting people in the head with bike locks. So, you know, I just think of them as socialists now. I don't think of them as Democrats anymore.
Right.
They have lost all pretense on that one.
Kennedy was an NRA member.
Sure.
And the guy who was swinging the bike lock clipped to a chain, wrapped in tape, I think was teaching at a junior college in California.
Yeah. Young minds. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, they're socialists. And do you condemn them for being in that area and having an armed guard on hand to protect them? I don't.
No.
I only condemn their hypocrisy about it.
Right.
Did they get in trouble in San Francisco for having that cat, though? Did they let a cop.
Oh, he's an off-duty cop.
Okay.
Well, and I have to condemn the editorial board that, you know, says it's senseless gun violence when you and I protect ourselves and that we need more background checks that we know don't work. That, you know, it's the spin, and I think our Democrat gun owners are really torn in the sense that they want to drink the Kool-Aid, they want to believe the news, and they're not digging deep enough to find the contradictions before they're just, wow, in their face, and it's pretty shocking.
Well, if they were honest with themselves, I mean, all of these prohibitions they get out there, like when we had prohibition against alcohol, you cannot regulate human nature. You can't do it. You can't regulate and make everybody conform to one set of ideas. You can't beat an idea. And getting out there and trying to regulate this behavior, which is, you know, wanting to own a gun. And that's what it is. It's trying to head off a behavior as they see it, except you and I are never going to, you know, if we commit a crime, Rob rides around in one of these Mustangs, so I can imagine his, I don't know how many tickets he might get in Louisiana, but he seemed pretty calm in Tennessee when he's driving around, but, you know, that's where we will get in trouble, if you want to call that trouble. We'll get a speeding ticket or a parking ticket. We're never going to commit, we're not going to knock off a Family Dollar store or, you know, a liquor store or anything. So them getting out there and saying that gun control stops anything as far as public safety, that's false. They know it. We know that they know it.
I got to underline this for you, Bill. Did you see this? This New York City cop who worked for the Department of Environmental Protection was arrested for manufacturing dozens and dozens of firearms and selling them to drug gangs. Yeah. Yeah, just I.
Now you know that dude went through a background check, though. I mean, just to become a cop, he went through an extensive background check to become a cop. And how come that didn't work? How come, well, maybe it's a Polaroid shot that you know stops at a certain point and only is looking back.
That's right. That's right. Well, just is that a fault or is that a feature? Because you know, in de Blasio's New York, we see so much corruption, and I think the cops are looking up at the chain of command and going, you guys are doing it. You politicians are doing it. You expect me not to?
Yep.
Oh, you're politicians. You're supposed to get away with it? Wow.
I think it's definitely a bug, without a doubt. But, you know, the idea, and I think a lot of America understands this. I don't know how much of America understands this, although... when we get back, I want to ask you about politicians and everything, because I've got this thought about the next time this comes around. But I think if most of America believes that me and you are the problem, it must suck to be them. I mean, they must be afraid of everything.
Given how much guns and ammo we have,
yeah.
Dude, I think if we were the problem, you would know.
Well, you'd know it briefly, and then you'd be dead.
What? I ran the number this week. I think we shoot like 21 million cartridges a day.
Yep,
that's not the cops. That's
nope.
Civilians.
Yep, yep.
That's not Afghanistan. That's
nope.
Louisiana.
To find Rob's podcast, go to Stitcher, iTunes, Radio, tune in all the various places, and you can find things like the very unique self-defense gun stories, which is it's unique because they actually look at actual events and then critique it. Pull it apart and do a little forensic on it. And then... The Ensemble Polite Society Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you?
If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Okay, I thought I was having a thunderstorm all of a sudden. Check them out at franklinarmory.com and stay tuned because there's a video coming your way. I am talking to Rob Morse, as we always do when the week begins. We'll talk about why the week didn't begin in just a little bit. Let me ask you a question. Now, we see what a Democratic House is talking about, right? And
yep.
Recently Pelosi got out there and said, well, you know, if you push this emergency,
right,
which, you know, we're going to talk about this emergency she's postulating, but if you do this emergency, we might decide gun violence is an emergency, which they can't do, by the way. You know, there's a statute that came out after Katrina that George Bush signed that there would be no more confiscating of guns in an emergency. So there's already a law in place for that. But her indication, you know, she also said she didn't mind going down a slippery slope. Let's go. So if we were to have a Democratic president.
And we will at some point.
And a Democratic Senate.
Right.
And a Democratic House.
Yep.
Here's my fear. I believe that they will sit back and say, we got a mandate.
Yep. They will.
And then they're going to say, so it's time to do this now. Gun control, AR-15 ban, this ban, that ban, and or confiscation. That's the other thing. That's the new thing. You know, New Jersey, they want to confiscate and take away and not grandfather any magazines in. The bump stock gets no grandfathering, and they all have to be destroyed. They're doing takings now. I think if they ever go to that extreme, especially with all of these red flag orders in place in certain places, and there's a couple more people get killed for not having broken any laws yet, I think we're going to see a hot civil war. What do you think?
I think we will at least see secession.
That's the other talk I hear.
And basically, a number of states will say, we're not waiting for the courts. We're not going to enforce that law and wait 10, 12, 15 years for the judicial system to sort out whether this was legal or extra legal. Until you get it worked out, those laws don't apply here. If you think they do, then we will leave the union. And, you know, there are parts of many states that want to do that now. Now, think about this. This is why the popular vote is such a landmine.
Right.
You can take parts of California in a vote. You can take parts of New York, a few cities in Florida, and get elected president.
Sure.
Okay. Why is there any reason for flyover country to feel part of that United States?
Well, they get out there, and the other thing that a lot of these Democrats are saying is, how long are we going to let the minority dictate to the majority, meaning, you know, we have the population here. So, you know, these states where they don't have the same population, which they're basically, you know, they've used and abused the Commerce Clause for years to keep
right.
the big populous states from abusing through business the smaller states. And now they're getting ready to throw that one aside, too. So, yeah, I could see that happening. And, you know, I wonder how long that will last, because by the time that all comes to pass, I don't know what kind of fiscal shape California is going to be in, to be honest with you. They're about to have a bunch of floods again. Have you seen all the stuff on the snowpack?
I did. Well, my brother actually sent me a picture of him kayaking through the restaurant district of his town. Yeah. On my cell phone. I can send it to you after the show.
So, you know, all of these things that we see, I think, yes.
I want to amplify your point, because I am down in the oil and natural gas part of the country, Texas-Louisiana border. New York, particularly New York City, doesn't have enough natural gas.
Hmm.
If they literally get a cold day, they're sucking supplies from the local region to buffer New York's the downtown and the metro area. They've tried to put in more pipelines, and the government goes, oh, no, the world isn't green enough. And a bunch of pipeline companies basically said, fine, your problem. Shiver right. in the dark, dude. And if push comes to shove, you realize we can plunge them into the darkness with, you know, three pieces of copper wire. We can take down their electric grid and their natural gas supply. And they don't have any. They don't know how to make it. They don't want it. Wow. Wow. Those cities are monstrously vulnerable.
Yeah, well, they're death traps if things like power were to go. I mean, all the preppers are out there. The preppers will tell you, if you can survive without power, you're good. You can survive the zombies and nuclear holocaust and all the other stuff. If you can learn to survive without power. They can't. They don't know how. They don't have any skill set whatsoever when it comes to that stuff. So, having said that, you know, I'm just watching this and watching what they're telegraphing, and I sincerely hope they change their mind, because, like with Chicago, right, with this Juicy Smollett case, one of my guests calls him Juicy, so jeez. I thought that was just funny. So with yes. Juicy Smollett, they tried to say the cops framed him.
Mm.
And, you know, the Chicago cops are out there like, you know, we got enough real crime to deal with here without some jamoke making some up. They're going to be the ones that they send to confiscate the guns. Well, that's not going to work out too well for them. So I'm just sitting back here and I'm just watching this play out and everything. I'm hoping, you know, I try to be persuasive, but at the same time, my new thought is, when persuasion and reason stops, now it's my turn. So, well, you know.
Here is my fear, that the collusion between the politicians and the drug gangs in Chicago is so extensive.
Yeah.
That the cops would rather disarm the honest people than the thugs. Now, that's not how it will be phrased to the cops, but that's how the mayor will put it to his police chief. Yeah, my job depends on you making the people vulnerable. Go do your job. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that is one of your thought on that. Now, the secession thing, that one I get that one as well. But I think in a couple of places, like with the Bundy Ranch, when we saw what happened with the
right.
Bundy Ranch, right?
Yep.
Everybody came from around all over the place, and the feds were not going to fight that. They were not ready for that.
Well,
they were not ready for that.
Let's amplify your point. There are 26 gun sanctuary counties in Democrat-controlled Illinois.
Yeah.
21 of 33 in New Mexico.
That's the other thing. It's turning around because everybody's beginning to understand what's going on. But I don't think the Democrats are listening to that.
Well, but okay, so the Democrats said, we're going to go get local to get gun control. And then what they did is they took the blue cities, and all the gun owners said, hold my beer, watch this. And they went to all the red counties, you know, and said, here, we're a gun sanctuary city. Now, Mr. Attorney General, what you going to do about it? Even if there are a couple like that in New York and Maryland as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Get outside of the city, and the United States is pretty conservative.
Very conservative. So, we're about to run out of time. Of course,
how did we do that?
Well, it's, you know, we were a day late, so I'm like, we're really over-eager to get it going.
We didn't even talk about all the constitutional carry stuff this past. You just have to cover it next hour. There's plenty to talk about.
I guess so. We'll figure that out. Anyway, of course, you can catch Rob at Slowfax WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com with the introverted Doug Giles, and Ammoland.com, where he is with the merry band of all kinds of gunslingers out there. And then on the podcast, of course, with Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast and the Ensemble Polite Society Podcast. Catch him all those places doing all those things, and catch him here. Catch him here, among other places. So thank you, sir.
First hour of the week sometimes. Take care, Bill.
Sometimes. Most times, hope times. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. That's hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.